Ty Law is with us on a Ty Tuesday, and WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. I want to get you on record when it comes to the games this weekend. But you said earlier you are a Mike Vrabel guy. Mm-hmm. That's your pick. Yes. I mean, your issue with Ben Johnson, who has apparently expressed interest in interviewing, is that you're dealing with the same thing you dealt with Mayo, where you don't have the experience as a head coach, right?
I mean, Vrabel checks all the boxes. Yes, I'm a little biased to play with him, got some championships. You know, he helped me get a pick in the Super Bowl. I always credit Mike Vrabel for that errant throw. But he has the head coaching experience and success. He has the, as a player, he has success. He's been to multiple organizations as a player and a coach. I'm like, what else do you want? You know, when you're looking for a head coach, and he played in the building, he understands culture. Even if he creates his own, he understands what culture means to a locker room.
Well, doesn't Brian Flores bring that same scenario to you? Somebody who's been in the building and knows how things worked here.
And I would say Flores would be also a decent pick. But what is he? An extension of Belichick? He coached under Belichick. Vrabel did not coach under Belichick, which I think is a big difference that differentiates himself from everyone else because, hey, I do my own thing. I had success my own way of coaching.
Does Vrabel bring back the hard-ass, keep-everything-in-house type of mentality?
Yes.
Because we think, well, at least I think, that the Kraft swung too far towards Jerod to be willy-nilly with the team, right, friendly, and maybe they're going to swing really far back towards the Belichick way.
I think they will do so. Look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It was getting broken with Coach Belichick, but you still want to keep that essence of what made those six championships there. Mike Vrabel is responsible for three of those. You know, he was a big part of that team. So I think that it's a no-brainer. Finally, back up the truck, get that man his money, interview whatever you got to do, but that job should be first and foremost, in my opinion. If I was sitting in that seat, Mike Vrabel would be my number one choice.
Money is never an issue over there. So
yeah, right. Sure. Right.
The only issue I have, though.
What's Mike Vrabel want? $10 million a year?
I bet he's probably about $8, $9 million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he's somewhere in that ballpark. The only problem that I have, it's not a problem with Vrabel. The problem that I think they potentially could run into, what did Bill say was the main reason why it went left the last 4 years? What was the thing that Bill said with him and Bill Cowher on the show?
He didn't explain why it was.
No,
he said that's when the two of them were not on the same page.
They're not on the same.
Starting 4 years ago.
They're not on the same page.
I think that page was, just to be specific, is that Robert allowed Tom to leave without a franchise tag. That was the agreement.
Okay.
And so Bill and Robert, Bill viewing Tom as he would view anybody, said if we're going to lose Tom, we should get something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beginning of the end.
Curtis, it could be either way. I think I take Bill at his word when he said last night that the timeline was 4 years ago.
Right.
Where the anger, the frustration, whatever it was, the disagreement between the two of them started. I take him at his word there. I don't know if it was that Robert wanted to keep Tom Brady and Bill did not, or if it was that Bill wanted Robert to pay Tom Brady,
right,
and Robert didn't want to pay him, you know, 2 years, $50 million, whatever.
But all I'm saying is there was the thing that Bill talked about is that you have to be on the same page with the ownership, the front office, and the head coach. Is Vrabel's the type of guy, and he had the issues in Tennessee because he wasn't on the same page with the GM.
GM, right.
So are you going to allow Mike Vrabel to come in and go, I want my guy as the GM?
They have to.
Because we've seen them.
He stood up there yesterday and said Elliot Wolf is still employed, but they've said that with everybody.
Right. So that's the only thing.
I mean, we said that with Jackson today.
Right. If they move on from Elliot Wolf, I'll feel like, okay, now they're giving Vrabel the keys to the car,
right,
and are they willing to give that back?
Yeah. Would you keep, coordinator-wise, would you keep Alex Van Pelt around? Do you think he's done a good job with Drake May? Is he...
Hell no.
Okay.
You don't you don't keep him around because that's a part of why everybody getting fired. You know what I mean? It's not just Gerard Mayo.
Same
it's
with
his coaching staff. Mm-hmm.
Same with DeMarcus Covington, the defense, they got
to go. Now if you want to keep a position coach here or there, but you want to make the change? Make the change because right. if Vrabel comes in or whoever comes in, Ben Johnson, any head coach, they're going to want to bring their own guys in. If I don't know who would take the job, if I couldn't bring my own guys in, when you talk about Elliott Wolf being the GM, if you're going to get Vrabel, that mm-hmm. might be one of his stipulations.
Right. Like, well, that
look,
was the case
I'll take the job, but I need my guy in there. Well, I'm not going to take the job because I got other options out here. So it depends on who the head coach is. Now, if somebody's just happy to be a head coach like Gerard, not saying that he shouldn't have took the money or an opportunity because guess what? How many times do we get opportunities to be a head coach? In the National Football League. So guess what? You're going to leverage that. It's your first time head coach. You're going to take less money. Then you're going to earn it on the second go around. Vrabel ain't coming in like that. Vrabel say, I'm going to want this. And most of the head coaches that had experience. I'm going to want this amount of money, and I'm going to want my guys.
But even more of a slap in the face for Gerard because they didn't let him do that when he came here.
Right.
He didn't get his own guys in there. It was all Elliott Wolf.
And see,
but he didn't have any leverage.
He didn't have no leverage.
He had already been given the job.
I don't care. I don't care. He's still your head coach. Like, the fact that...
He didn't know anybody. Like,
he
all
knows
this stuff about
people in the league.
You think he knew who he wanted as his offensive...
Greg, if you have 5 years where you know he's going to be the guy, why wouldn't you allow the runway to have him start with the people he wants to surround himself with?
Do you believe that Robert Kraft really told him 5 years ago that he was going to be the guy?
No, I'm just saying that if you want to have that person, we all believe that Gerard Mayo's success would have been seen as Robert Kraft's success, correct?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you have done everything you could to enable that guy that you're bragging about as your known, you know, successor?
Because here's the other issue, Curtis.
Because he picked a guy that wasn't ready for the job.
But here's the other issue, Greg.
I give him a lot of credit for owning his mistake and for fixing it. I do. But Gerard Mayo was nowhere near ready for that job in every aspect of it.
But here's the other issue that no one's mentioned that we're missing out. People say, okay, he didn't get to pick his coaches. That's part of it. But the other problem that we don't know about, when we're talking about picking players, and Ty will tell you this because he knows, maybe Gerard's philosophy on what he wants his defense to look like is different than what the GM wants to look like. So they might say, we don't want big defensive linemen. We want more athletic. We don't want tall corners. We want faster corners. These are all the things that as a coach, when you come in, you have a specific way where you want to do things philosophy-wise and scheme-wise, and they didn't allow him to do that. We don't know if Elliott Wolf said, maybe Gerard, we knew Gerard was like, I want my quarterback to run.
Wait a minute, but if he's handpicked by Mr. Kraft, right? So guess what? This is what I want. He can go straight to Mr. Kraft.
Right, well, he could have.
But Elliott Wolf was still making the decisions.
He was bringing guys in
who
said the interviews were light on football. Like, I don't think he was ready for
well,
the job.
There was an election.
Yes, that was around the league. They said when they brought guys in to interview for coordinator positions, the discussions were light on football. That's what it should be all on, is football.
Right. Wow. Speaking about all on football and staff, I sent a text to a friend of the show, Dante Scarnecchia, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, any chance you'd come back, work with Vrabel? And he said, two chances, slim and none. But I think someone like that.
What about Josh McDaniel? Anybody brought his name
well,
up?
The rumbling is that if Mike Vrabel comes back, Josh McDaniels comes back as your offensive coordinator. I'm fine with it.
Why would that happen, though?
What relationship
do they have?
Well, I mean, they were here together for an extended period of time. Why wouldn't it happen?
And if it's about football,
not
it
in
makes
a coaching
sense.
Capacity, though, Vrabel was still a player at that time, right?
Okay, but yeah. I mean, Yeah. Longer a head coach. Thanks.
Because you remember, Vrabel's OC was Arthur Smith, who's now in Pittsburgh. So that was his OC when he was in Tennessee. And then it went to Todd Downing. And that's why I said it's part of philosophy. So maybe Vrabel wants to come. He might want to hire a coach and say, hey, listen, we want to be a run-first team. So you got to be careful on who the coordinator that you hired. And I don't think Gerard was allowed those type of...
Wasn't DeMarcus Covington his guy?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
He was on the defensive side of him.
That's one of the two. That's 50%.
But that doesn't count. So you're... So basically, you're telling me, okay, I can come in and hire a few guys?
But yeah, it's the defensive coordinator, yes.
No.
You should be able to hire everybody.
As a head coach, I should be able to hire. As a head coach, it's my team.
What, you're saying he didn't want Troy Brown? I mean,
I don't think he wanted ADP.
No, he got demoted.
Yeah, Troy got demoted.
Yeah.
Right, look, who?
Which I don't understand that one.
I don't either.
They basically said, you know what they're doing? They're basically saying, here's some scraps for you, buddy. Yeah. You can hire a defensive guy and a couple defensive. But on offense, you stay far away from that. What kind of? I get that he was probably like, "Oh yeah, you allowed me this opportunity. I'm grateful." But how are you really giving somebody the ability to be successful? That'd be like you saying to me, Greg, you could come on my show, but you can't say this. You can't talk about that.
You would probably say, "No, I don't want the job." That's what he should have done.
You might be desperate to go, okay.
I mean, no offense to the guy, because he's a very nice guy. Great interview. But it's probably good that they kept him away from the offense. I mean, I don't know what their record would have been if they didn't.
But he was promised one thing and then given something else.
I agree. And by the way, Greg, if you say you can pick your own staff, and you don't have the actual budget to pay the guys, then you're just talking about semantics. It's the same thing with free agents.
Yeah.
The reason coordinators didn't want to come here, first and foremost, is that they weren't paying at the top of the market because they were paying his predecessor $30 million to do nothing.
Yeah. I think that Robert Kraft, for whatever reason, picked him as the guy, and I think it was because there was interest elsewhere, Gerard Mayo, and he was getting frustrated with Bill Belichick, and I just think that he gave him the job way too soon. He didn't know what he was going to be. It's impossible to identify somebody on a trip to Israel as being a...
I was on that trip.
A great... You were on the trip, obviously did not impress.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you do? Did you go off by your? Did you go off to the Wailing Wall by yourself, or what?
No,
did you not hang with everybody else?
No, I hung with everybody. Did you not pick up the tab when it came to
at the end of the night?
Mr. Crab had all that tab. I'd have been broken. Just sitting. You were on that trip.
I was on that trip.
Yes.
Did you see the two of them? Were they huddling and meeting?
No, I didn't see that. But he tried to interact with everybody. I knew that he took a liking to Gerard. From not just football standpoint, business. So I think they kind of clicked because Gerard was in business before.
Right.
He was with the suits. He was in the corporate world.
Right.
And he wanted to get back in the coaches. So I think Mr. Kraft looked at that as like, you know what? I like that. And he's mentioned it before about, you know, Gerard's business acumen. You know what I mean? I guess it's different from coaching acumen.
Yeah.
I don't know. But – you know, that's where I think that they had their bond at, and he took a liking to him.
It's like Courtney said. Courtney says all the time, "Kraft sold Gerard a bill of rights." That's all it is.
We got a drink to that one. That's a good quote.
Oh, what?
Well, we got the Coors Light. We took one for the new year.
It's dry January for me.
Oh.
Hey, dry January. That's when we got to take advantage.
You guys can have January. One. I cannot have a Corvus.
Yeah, but isn't it bad luck if everybody's going to take a shot?
No, I will toast with you, but I'll. You know what? I'll pour one out for Gerard.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pour one out for the homie.
You know what? Let's pour one out for Gerard. Corvus.
Okay.
Dry January.
Okay, yeah. It's dry January for me.
No such thing as dry January.
7 days in. I mean, I could end it now. Curtis, is a week good?
I mean, it's impressive. It's honestly 7 days longer than I thought you'd get.
Sham got his.
I didn't know I was supposed to hold on to it. I'll just smell it.
Nothing like it. I love it. Smells good,
but no thanks.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Hey, not a drinker.
Hey,
not a heavy drinker over here.
To Gerard in the next destination.
To Gerard, right. Man.
Pour one out.
To Gerard.
Pour a Corvus out for
down
Gerard.
And up, Gerard.
Right up, Gerard, man. Corvus Barker, man.
Happy Friday.
Pour one out for Gerard. All right, Tyler.
That is good.
Great to see you, pal.
I appreciate you guys, man.
Oh, we didn't get you. Shime, go over the games quick. I want Ty's pick for this weekend.
All right, real quick. First game, Chargers and Texans.
Chargers.
Okay.
Steelers and Ravens.
Ravens.
Broncos and Bills.
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 Packers at Eagles.
Ooh. Eagles. 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 I mean, they lost a wide receiver. That's a big one.
Yeah, you know Christian what I mean? Watson.
They lost Christian Watson. So, in the way the Eagles is playing, Eagles are built to make a hell of a run. You know, as far as like, now they got Saquon and their defense is playing well. You know, you got Jalen Hurts. You never know.
Jalen Hurts still in concussion protocol, though.
He going to be back for the playoffs. I bet you that.
I just give you a little, you know, gambling tip.
Two left for you. Commanders at Buccaneers.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Man, that's a good one. You know what? I'm going to give the advantage to, you know, Baker because, you know, had the experience.
Baker,
you know,
Mayfield.
Baker, yeah. And he turned some things around. Man, I respect.
That's
I respect
Greg's new Mayfield. Nickname, actually. Baker Mayfield. and last one for you, Minnesota Vikings at L.A. Rams.
I'm going to say Minnesota. I like what Sam Darnold is doing, you know, there. He done made himself some money, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Ooh, it's going to be interesting what they do with McCarthy, but with J.J., but I got Minnesota.
All right, Ty Law.
All right, thanks,
guys. Great to see you every Tuesday on this show, Ty Law.
Yeah, let's get it.
And go get yourself some Corvus. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. Curtis, some Red Sox reports out there this morning. Bob Nightingale took to X to say there currently are 8 teams showing at least some interest in Pete Alonso, including the Toronto Blue Jays and Boston Red Sox.
Well, they got to start spending some of this money that they saved on Juan Soto.
Yeah.
You know, and I know they got the kid from Chicago in the trade, but they got to start spending some of this cash.
Well, John Henry said yesterday he has never told anybody how much money they could spend.
Right.
Never.
They have a lot of interest bucks.
Would you love to hook them two up to a lie detector next to each other?
Yeah.
Henry and Kraft.
Yeah. Just watch them blow their nose into $20 bills.
The Bruins are back in action tonight. The Oilers are in town. Puck drop is at 7. And after that, the Celtics, they're in Denver to take on the Nuggets. Tip is at 10. We're one day closer to the NFL playoffs. Starting on Saturday at 4:30, we have Chargers at Texans. Then at 8, we have Steelers at Ravens. On Sunday at 1, the Broncos are in Buffalo at 4:30. The Packers at Eagles. And at 8, Commanders at Bucks. Monday Night Football, we'll see it's Vikings against Rams. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings, stings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Whatever you're doing, don't move a muscle. It's 4 degrees outside, and shortly on the Greg Hill Show, one of the more transformational, never unprecedented segments never ever seen or heard on any medium ever. People leaving voice memos in the radio show known as The Greg Hill Show.
I see. So people are actually going to express their opinions.
Right.
Okay.
Using technology.
Okay. Maybe make a funny or two.
Hopefully.
Okay. All right. So we're going to try that. That's a new thing.
Brand new.
We'll get to that next. Tomorrow on this show, it is a Celtics Wednesday, and that means Mego will be in here for the first time in the new year at 9, and we will talk Celtics. Hopefully, we can turn the microphone on at 6 and talk about a Bruins win, because they need one, Sean. They're pushing 5 in a row if they don't win this
game
tonight.
Have not won yet in the new year, Greg.
I'm playing a good team. Playing a really good team.
Yep. We'll talk to Mike Milbury on Thursday. But now, a totally innovative segment that Chris Curtis suggested.
Yes.
I created.
And we're calling it Hill Notes.
Yes.
Jackson finally made it in this morning. He has assembled what he feels are the best voice notes you have left for us on the Odyssey app so far this morning. Is that correct, Curtis?
That is correct.
Okay. Any topic, doesn't matter. Feel the need to express yourself. You can do it right on the Odyssey app. I've told you forever, download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. That means you don't have to worry about the restrictions of modern broadcast radio when it comes to listening to this show and this station. You can listen anytime, anywhere, whenever you want. So occasionally I will run into somebody, kind person in the seaport, got their headphones in, and they say, oh, my Lord, I am listening to your show right now in real time, and this is 2-3 in the afternoon.
It's very cool.
So you don't have to wake up early. You can listen consecutively in order as if the show were happening in the afternoon or early evening hours with the Odyssey app, and you can leave us a Hill note there on any topic. Shime, you ready here?
Okay, hold on to your butts. Let's go. This is really remarkably new.
Go ahead.
A sincere apology to the Parlay Princess for calling her Mego yesterday. Coco, you're the sunshine to Curtis's gloom, and that was inexcusable. Congratulations, Shime.
All right.
You are the sunshine. Curtis is gloomy from time to time. I will say that.
He's the weatherman.
Yeah.
That's true, Wiggs. Yeah.
But I think he has a new optimism in the new year.
I can't be happier. Yeah. I got to tell you, I love life. I love you guys. And I love the fact that people are miserable about me saying this is new.
Hey, Sour Boy, how your buns looking?
Okay. I mean, what is the point at which the bread-making jokes are expired?
I'll tell you, the day that you stop bringing up the stupid bread.
Yeah.
And he's not making sourdough buns. He is making a loaf.
Correct.
Let's just be accurate.
When Lindsay and I perfect the art of sourdough bread making, maybe I will sell to the public.
Oh.
All right.
Foundation?
Right?
Buy some dough, spend some dough on the foundation.
I think that's biting off a bit more than you can chew, but...
Also, on the personal text machine, message for Shime from Breeze Hill.
Ooh.
Shime is a dumbass.
All right.
Eat all the homemade sourdough you want. Won't hurt your diet as long as you aren't binging it.
Right.
All right. Okay.
It's actually
seems like a lot of carbohydrates. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I call a son.
There you go.
Coming to the aid of his father.
That he did.
Nice to see, isn't it?
He's got to make sure that the money doesn't stop.
Well, but the sourdough is good for antioxidants.
Hey, Courtney.
And it's good for your gut biome.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, biome my ass.
Yeah, every morning. The only thing I would say is, Jermaine, can you please stop interrupting people? There's certain people out here that would love to hear Shime and Courtney give a take in full.
Part of a conversation is interrupting. I don't know any conversations where we don't interrupt.
At least
that's the way I grew up.
I don't think you interrupt much.
Oh, no. I tend to. But
really?
I feel like that's a conversation.
Oh.
Have you ever seen a group of people just be in a circle and each person talks individually at a time?
Yeah.
You have?
No, you're right.
Right.
You're right.
So I kind of like all back and forth. Somebody jumps in.
Yeah.
Somebody go, wait, I ain't finished with the story. Mm-hmm. Well, you said something that kind of piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg. Hey, boss. This is Jackson. I'm calling because I'm running a little late this morning. I had a problem at home. The lotion fell out of the basket again. I'll be there in a little while. Thanks.
Put the lotion in the basket.
One of the all-time great characters.
Oh.
When it comes to, like, psycho serial killers.
Was it Buffalo Bill? Buffalo Bob?
No, Buffalo Bill.
Oh, yeah, Buffalo Bill.
Was she a big old fat person?
The lotion in the basket.
It's nightmare fuel.
At 6:20 this morning, Curtis blasting the media for not asking the tough questions to Kraft at the press conference yesterday. Note to you, donkey. You're in the media. Why weren't you there, you spoiled brat?
That's Angry Principal Dave.
I think it was. Another way for him to communicate his dislike of Curtis. Yes.
Good morning, Dave. I have a son. I was with my son yesterday afternoon, so can't be everywhere at all times. I asked the questions. I got Jelani benched. What else do you want from me?
The anonymous voice messages.
Yeah, I can't wait for your show to tank. Waiting for those ratings to come out. This show's junk. Can't wait. Nothing else to listen to on the radio. That's why I'm listening, Curtis, before you get snippy.
Nothing else to listen to. It's 100 different stations.
Well,
you can't please everyone.
It's Spotify.
In his mind, there's nothing else to listen to.
So curate your own playlist.
Isn't that pretty good for us, though?
Don't put yourself through it. If you don't like the show, don't listen.
Right. That's a pretty good compliment, though.
What?
We're so bad in his mind that we're so much better than everybody else.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I like it.
Just waiting for Curtis to roll out the real reason that Mayo was fired. I think we all know that it's the Democrats' fault, right, Curtis? Assuming Kamala had a hand in it, if not Mayor Wu. So figure out a way to passive-aggressively work in politics as you do, thus ruining the show as you do.
Wow. Chimeo was well a done. DEI guy.
That was well done. That's
good. It's this odd thing that everybody about this show has one fascination, and it's remarkable.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with baking with your significant other. My fiancée, Rosanna, can bake anything. We made pizzelles the other night that were unbelievable. Then she makes these anisette cookies from scratch, makes her own frosting with the sprinkles. Forget about it, Wiggy. You don't know what you're missing. Bake it till you make it. Love the show, guys.
Pizzelles were always kind of a weird thing to me because they're so small. Yeah. Like, they're not really worth the effort.
But do they feel like a real cracker in your hand?
Yeah, my tiny little hands. I mean, they're just not. But I do like the anisette cookies with, like, the drizzle. Have you ever had one?
No.
Oh, those are delicious. And the amaretto ones, too. That's an Italian thing.
Yeah. Like,
that just sounds old.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to sports radio since the last scandal. But man, things are getting juicy, and I am back.
All right.
Welcome.
Yeah, all right.
Welcome back.
I don't know what the scandal was he was referring to.
I think he's talking about the Mayo debacle, Kraft. I don't think it was a scandal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, good.
Hi, Wiggy may be wearing matching PJs for Christmas, but Greg was wearing matching panties. I think there's a big difference there.
That was a good one.
That was pretty good.
Don't hate.
No.
Greg, make this bread and put my undies on.
Listen, oh, God. Don't hate just because we found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Glenn from Arizona. I just have a couple questions for you on your new segment. Are you going to have someone that wins the Hill of the Week at the end of the week? And are you going to have an award show at the end of the year called The Hillies. Asking for a friend?
Oh. The Hillies. We should do it. We should do it.
Just wanted to give a shout out to Curtis. That Manitoba being called the Theotoba comment just kind of got skipped over, but that was just fire. That was funny. Just wanted to give you your props. This is Popeye up in Maine.
Thanks, Popeye. Most of my comments do get lost.
Great job disguising your voice also, Curtis, on that one.
I have a great
Coco. This is the ghost of Pudge. I'm sitting here with Ray Licata. Shame on you for forgetting I've passed. Adopt, don't shop, folks. Plenty of pups out there waiting for you.
I'm still not over that. I apologize to Curtis profusely after the show yesterday.
And he said he was sitting with Ray Licata.
I know. Yeah, that's nice.
The dog died? He did. Oh. Sorry, Pudge.
That was awful yesterday.
I know, and it came out so easily, and I saw Greg's face, and I knew immediately.
I mean, the man lost his best friend.
Right. I know.
He's always with us. We
still flying
him.
First class. Yeah. Just true. In Spirit.
We don't have first class on Spirit.
Any Pudge's pals coming in the new year? Probably, right?
We should do it. I haven't. Okay. I'll get on that.
Okay.
All right. Vrabel's another Bill Belichick. He's going to bring toxicity to the locker room. We need somebody like Brian Flores that the players can identify with.
I like B Flow. I think B Flow is a good coach in Miami. I think he'll, when he gets his next opportunity, wherever that is, I wouldn't mind Flores. Like I said, I don't mind Vrabel.
Are you, like, you know, the owners, Cabral, are you allowed to hire him? Or are they angry at Brian Flores for his lawsuit?
Like,
was that settled? Or, like, I mean. Yeah.
He's currently employed.
Yeah. But as a coordinator, I just don't, you know, they run in a pack. The owners.
They give you enough crumbs to keep you happy. Ask your odd man.
Yes, yeah, right.
There's nothing wrong with copying a winning formula. Look at Curtis, copying Mike Lombardi's whole career. A no-talent hack who somehow has a job, even though he should have been fired years ago. Who do you have pictures of, man?
I like that he incorporated the music.
That was the Waterline music. That was creative. Excellent.
Okay, is that what that was?
Well done,
Ken. Like good it. Message.
A lot of effort involved in that. I like it.
Good morning.
I'm hoping Shime did more research into his fiance than he did in the 2024 NFL draft class. You guys remember that big board? Ugh.
He's not really big anymore.
Yes, Gerard. Come in here.
Yes, yes, Mr. Kraft. What is it?
Gerard, you're fired.
I'm fired? How could I be fired? Why are you going to fire me?
Because I'm Batman, damn it. Now get out of my office.
Okay.
That's a good one. Yeah, the two voices.
Right. I got time for maybe one or two more. It's morning, Shy.
All right. There's one more here. Hold on. I lost my place. I apologize.
Oh, you lost your place?
Oh, yeah. Man. God. It was going so well.
It's the greatest segment ever.
I know. It got better.
Oh, you like it?
No, yeah. I love this segment.
Better today?
Yes, it improved. Yeah.
Like it? I mean, it was good yesterday.
So should we keep doing it?
I think so.
Should we do it every day? Or
I love it.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay,
I love it.
Why do you love it?
Because I think people are just...
People are so creative.
They're so creative.
They're very witty. All right, you have one more, Shine? All right, one more.
January 7th, 8:10 in the morning. Coco finally sheds light on why Greg's special friend bought him one heated sock for Christmas. Don't worry about it too much, Greg. Then again, worry about who has the other sock.
Oh,
God.
I get that.
Oh,
took a long way to get there, but I
that's
get
for
it.
Frozen penis.
Winter penis. Winter penis.
Oh, my bad.
They call it winter penis. All right.
So
good.
Creative.
Excellent.
Good.
Well done.
Yeah, you guys are great.
I love this.
I would argue the best radio audience ever.
I literally, is there a way to get that at night?
Where
I can listen to that after I had a few tokes?
Listen on the Odyssey app.
But I want to just listen to all of them.
Go home, smoke a big fat one, and then you can listen to it again. Yes, you can. All right, we'll be right back. Well, I got to get out of here and check on Sir Brad Zeppelin, Jones, and Keith coming up. But a complaint before we go. I think, Curtis, customer complaint from Mark in Burlington. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Loved you guys. I've been listening for years. Curtis made a statement yesterday about the new segment with the leaving a message.
Yes.
Which I love.
Yeah, brand new segment.
But he said that it had never been done before, and it's similar to the wine line from years ago.
No, not even
close. Completely different.
Totally different.
Yeah. It's a completely different thing. Well, this is a whole new thing that he created, and he's
it's
been working.
It's my second child. It's my brainchild.
He's been working on it for months.
Yeah. So I don't know what the Weiner line was. I never heard it, but this is totally earth-shattering, groundbreaking, first of its kind.
Yeah, it's a completely different thing. And it's
It's not different. It's the same thing. People called up and they would leave a message and they would play them at the show.
Wait. How did they leave the message?
On the segregated Weiner line.
Oh, not even close. This you just hit a button on your app.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing technology wise.
Yeah, you don't even have to dial. No new. Minutes.
Yeah, you don't have
used.
To call
this
anybody.
This is unbelievable. This is taking the message leaving to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Mark.
That's all right.
That's why it's a new bit.
Oh.
All right, Mark, thank you. Before we go, hold on, let me check. I've only been at this radio station for nearly 6 years, Curtis. Did they used to do giveaways?
If you do a giveaway and you don't give credit to Eddie Andelman, I will quit.
Okay, did Eddie create doing giveaways on the radio?
Sure thing. Okay. He and Dale, the A-team.
All right. Well, we want you to start your year off right at Time Out Market, and they have a special event happening on Sunday. Join Christina Muccio.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is? She is hosting a rejuvenating wellness experience.
Ooh.
Featuring Courtney intention setting.
I like that.
Sound bath meditation.
Thank you.
And journaling exercises. Wiggy, you're a journaler. You have a notebook.
I do have a notebook.
Do you and the missus ever sit down and do some journaling together?
No.
Or would that not be manly enough?
No, that's my own thing.
Okay. Afterward, enjoy complimentary mocktail and shop special pop-ups. Ooh. So tickets are on sale now. But if you are the ninth caller right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, then we will hook you up with a Time Out Market gift card for Time Out Market Boston. You can go get lunch or dinner on us.
And I have taken this girl's class. She bespoke instructor. Very good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Right.
Great way to start the new year at Time Out Market on Sunday. Reserve your spot today. Well, great show, everybody. We are back tomorrow with Mego on the Celtics and other things.
Huge game tonight. Big game.
Big, like, go Bees.
Yep. You go Bees and C's.
Which are you watching both?
I don't need a DP both of them because the first one's at 7 and the next one's not until 10. So I'll watch, you know, I love watching Connor McDavid. So he'll get the full big screen. And then I get the Joker. I always watching the Joker is a good one. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, Jones and Kiefer next. Thank you for your patronage.